You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to the RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Show for All-Star Season 6, Episode 12, titled This Is Our Country. My name's Joe Batance, and I am joined, as always, by two irreverent co-hosts. First, from Bloody Podcast, please say...
And they see laziness, undisciplined, insecurity, a morbidly obese loser.
Oh my God. To Lori Roggenkamp.
Hey, y'all.
Eureka Thumb is back.
A queen lives and leads.
And from show business, please say...
This is the truth. You are my daughter.
To Adam Salandra. Hello, Adam Salandra.
Hello, my babies. Happy finale.
Happy finale.
Happy finale.
Another
I feel like
one
we've been
in the
doing
books.
This for 27 years and also for 2 days.
Actually, same.
Yeah, it is weird how time has worked during this era in that, like, time flies and yet crawls at the same time.
Magic.
It's very bizarre. Because, like, I was thinking the other day, like, because my nieces are going back to school, and I'm like, didn't they just get out of school? Like, it seemed like the summer flew by.
Yeah. Yeah, this one student in my class goes, when's school over with? And I go, I'm right there with you, bud.
Also, we've literally just started, so yeah. Best of luck.
First whole week, but I feel where you're coming from.
Oh, by the way, Lori called me. I was so angry with her last night. She called me with this killer joke. And I go, why did you call me with that? Why didn't you save it for the show? Do you want to do the joke, Lori?
I actually was like, oh, I probably shouldn't talk about my students.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. You know what? Off the air, tell the joke. In fact, this is a very good segue into we have a bunch of show business to talk about. First of all, a new feature that a lot of people don't know about, so I'm announcing on everywhere, and it's not just for Patreon supporters, for everybody. There's a free 24-hour nonstop random feed of old Afterthought Media shows that you can listen to for free on your phone, on your tablet, on the web. Okay, go to the show notes and download the whatever link is appropriate. So you can either paste the link into your app like TuneIn Radio, or you can just follow the link in the notes and it'll take you to a player. And there's literally something playing at this moment. It is constantly playing random old Afterthought Media shows. And we have a Discord channel dedicated to it, and people have been loving it, Lori. If you ever want to see big Lori fans, go to the Afterthought Radio channel, and people are just talking about different funny things that Lori says when they listen to it on Afterthought Radio. People have it on while they're cooking, while they're taking a shower, while they're cleaning the house, while they're driving. I listen to it. Sometimes, like, when I have, like, a short drive, I'll be like, well, I'm not going to put on a podcast I can't finish. So I'll just pop into Afterthought Radio. I called Lori didn't know it existed. And I called her and go, what show? Me and Lori doing a show. I had no idea what the fucking show was. And I go, Lori, can you tell me what this is? And she didn't know about it. She listened. So
no, but now I listen to it because I love, because I feel like I always miss out on you and Adam, not
Burns.
This Adam, but you and Adam Burns. When you do Throwing Down. And so I was like, oh, so I'm excited that I get to listen to, which is just you basically making fun of him for things he said on his other podcasts, which I
think. That's the whole thing. That's the whole point of it. So Afterthought Radio, it's free for everybody. You don't have to be a Patreon supporter. You just have to listen. The links are in the show notes. Also, you know, we launched a new show that comes out on Thursdays called Rulaska Thoughts, where I give my thoughts like, for instance, Drag Race UK is coming. I will give my first response to Drag Race UK. I will give my first response to Dragula. Whatever comes out, I will give a first response. But the first half is just a general drag or gay LGBTQ topic. And it's a 20-minute show. People have been loving it. But I record it live. And you can listen live. You don't have to be a Patreon supporter. Just go to Mixlr.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Lori.
No. You go. Sorry.
Just go to Mixlr.com. It's a free service. You can either listen on the web. They have an app on the iPhone. You can just download the app on the iPhone. It's smart to do that because I don't have a set time that I'm doing it on Thursdays. So you can listen live, but you'll get a notification. Also, follow us on Twitter and you'll get a notification. So if you follow us on Twitter, you'll get a notification when I go live. Get the Mixlr app and you will listen live. It's actually a really good app, believe it or not.
Oh, that's
and
good.
You can listen. Yeah, it's a really good sound quality. There's a chat room. It's a whole thing. It's free for you guys to listen to it, and it's all, every Thursday you can listen live, interact with Joe Batanz.
Ooh.
Also, you know, this show is ending. So for the next few weeks, because until Drag Race UK comes, we are going to be playing. Well, we're going to have Rulaska Thoughts on Thursdays, but we're also going to have just old Afterthought shows playing on Monday. So don't go anywhere. You're going to get some old Afterthought shows right in your feed. Maybe we'll do some Shady Pines with me and Adam Salandra. Maybe we can get some of those great episodes. Oh, maybe the one with me, you, and Lori. Maybe
we'll I'd love to Shady jump Pines. In on that if you guys ever need a third for Shady Pines.
We do.
Yeah, we do. And so...
Josie's so excited about that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so we stick around for the next few weeks. But then in sometime soon... Ben and Fraser are back with Drag Race UK, and in October,
I'm so excited.
October
Shut 19th, up!
Lori and I are back with Hello Uglies, our Dragula recap show. So stick around. And then finally, go to patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. You get all of our drag shows early and without commercials. You'll also get Just Between Us Girls. There's also a lot of LGBTQ audio content, and also what people find out, a thriving Discord community where we talk about a variety of topics. Today was a big topic about like different do you follow this Pokemon, Adam Salandra?
No.
Well, they were talking about Pokemon. There's the Porn Decor Lounge. There are people who do bake.
I follow that.
Bake. Yeah. Do you really go to Porn Decor Lounge?
I've dabbled. I just want to see what the gals are posting.
Yeah. Sometimes there's a whole, like, the fans, the listeners get nude for each other and then they delete the posts. Have you seen those?
I've seen those, and I'd say props to you, mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should call the sub channel props to you, mama.
Please.
We should call it. Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. This week, the final four get their final challenge, write lyrics, sing and dance to RuPaul's newest single, This Is Our Country. Everyone spends time with Jamal Sims and RuPaul before Mama Ru crowned Kylie Sonique Love the winner of All Stars Season 6. Ladies, name two things you liked about the episode and one thing you did not. Let's start with our very own, I don't know, gal. I couldn't think of a country joke here. Adam Salandra from Show Business. Give me two things.
Okay.
And one thing you didn't.
Things I liked were the... At first I was like, country song? I don't know. But I liked that it, like, I don't know that I'm downloading it yet. I always say that and then I end up bopping to Bing Bang Bong for months. Mm-hmm. But I liked that there was like a hip hop beat. The gals got to do a variety of things. So I liked it. Switch things up a little bit. Although I do miss the iconic day, like things that ended up being iconic, like Read You Wrote You. But that ship might have sailed because it was new then. And now we've done it many times.
Yeah.
I loved that Kylie won. Mm-hmm. I was not rooting for Kylie per se, but I absolutely did not see it coming even a little bit. I genuinely was watching being like, this is wild. Any single one of them could win. But in my heart, that didn't actually mean Kylie. Not because I didn't think she deserved it. I just did not see it going to her. So to be surprised and still be happy with the outcome was a feeling I honestly haven't felt on a finale in ages. Mm-hmm. So I loved that as well. What I didn't like was... You know, I don't love that we have to sit through judges' critiques, but they're not, they never critique in a finale. They only give positives. It's like, well, then let's just honestly skip it. And we don't need it if you're not going to critique them. So I don't like that always. It's what happens every time, but it's not for me.
All right. Lori Roggenkamp, go ahead.
So two things I liked. I will say this. When I first found out that Kylie had won, I was very upset. I wanted Eureka to win. I thought that it was not fair. But now, having watched the episode, and we'll get into why I've changed my mind, I actually like that Kylie won. I think that I'm really happy for her, and I think that Kylie deserves it. And I also really liked the runway and the lip sync. I thought those were fun. What I didn't like was the song. And we'll get into it, but it's like, it was just very, it just did not make sense. The song was just a hodgepodge of nothing words, and it made no sense. So yeah, I will say that I did not like the song.
All right. Very good. You know, once again, I seem to be sort of in the middle of the Venn diagram on you guys. I'll throw some extra things in here. I was a fan of the runway. You know, I thought across the board, the looks were pretty good. That's to be expected since they had their look planned for their, you know, drag, you know, their final look, you know, so I'm sure they had the dress that was going to be their showstopper dress, so to speak, but the looks were good. I do like that Kylie won. As we all know on the first episode and even on Meet the Queens, I predicted Kylie would win, which you guys all doubted me. I was like, guys, it's so obvious that Kylie's the winner here. This is like,
roll the recording.
I will roll the recording right.
Roll the one that you actually recorded.
It's going to be fake.
Not the one that you faked.
Nope, not one that I faked. Right here. I put a snap to all. And after a dramatic reading, RuPaul announced that the winner of All-Star Season 6... I did not record this in June of 2021. This is clearly September. Adam's married, right, Adam?
Oh, it feels so good.
Lori's replaced both knees and hips.
Hey guys, I gotta go. My aunt is fell down in the shower. Yeah. So I gotta
onto a fork.
After a dramatic pause, RuPaul announced that the winner of All-Stars Season 6 is Kylie Sonique Love. Oh, what a great season this was. Remember when Lori did all those funny things, Adam? And
oh my God, I was laughing so hard.
Yeah. And Adam, what was the favorite part of your wedding?
Well, I just liked the dancing.
Did you think it was funny when Lori and I crashed the wedding?
I was going to say that was my favorite part, but honestly, the wedding was fine. It was the bachelor party that I honestly was like the highlight of my summer.
Yeah.
So thank you both for that. Yeah. I will say that.
I had diarrhea for 7 days.
Well, that's the point.
I just had surgery to remove all those forks.
Yeah, anyway. All right, well, that's going to do it for this season of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 6. Be sure to join us next week and every week as we continue to discuss and dissect every brand new episode of RuPaul's Drag Race because this show never ends. So, for Lori Roggenkamp, Adam Salandra, and myself,
sashay away. See ya, Wolfie.
See, and as you just heard, I said Kylie Sonique Love would be the winner.
Wow, you really proved us wrong.
Yeah. I love how none of us are in, and no one else but you is in that audio clip that you made.
No, you guys are in it.
Oh, no, I think what I heard, it's very weird because I thought I remembered us having that exact conversation. Well, you actually did say Kylie Sonique Love.
Yes.
But I guess you did say Kylie.
You're right.
Wait, wow.
Could you say her whole name?
Well, you actually did say Kylie Sonique Love.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
You are so, this is exactly what happens with the looks. You are so bound and determined to score points.
Score points with
excuse
who,
me
with Joe oh, that you
I'm not
you,
trying to think of what Joe says. I give my opinion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I happen and one time I won $5 because of it.
Just
great.
Because mm-hmm. just because Joe is now trying to say that Kylie Sonique Love won.
Guys, it was so obvious. I was like, why are they even having the competition?
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna give the Kylie Sonique Love. I called it. I'm always right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're so smart.
Thank you. Oh, also, the thing I didn't like, this song was horrible, but I want to go back. I mean, I don't know if Lori will chime in on this, but Solange, will you agree? These dancers were so fucking hot. Now, maybe it's because we couldn't see their whole face.
No.
But well, no, I mean, the fine. One that did the flip, we saw his face, and I was like, oh, my God.
No, so, I happen to follow one on Instagram who I am.
Oh, wait, the one that did the flip?
I'm not sure who it was.
The white one?
So,
he's white.
This is going to be a reverse of what I got in trouble for with Drag Race Australia.
You don't like young hot.
They were so young. I mean, honestly, one of them I was like, that is a child. That is a, that is a like 17-year-old child.
We really need the producers to call Lori and say, what is your ideal age range
for a man
who were, you know, you're very interested in? In general, sexually. Because, you know, I think that would help them steer the ship because they keep getting it wrong.
How old is Justin Bieber? That's the age range.
I think he's like 28 or 29.
Confused. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, so you picked literally the male pop star that all lesbians love because he looks like a woman.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yes, thank you.
Would you have sex with Justin Bieber?
No, but I would definitely grind on top of him.
Oh my God.
If the, like, tuck the penis, though.
Yeah. For sure.
He must be tucked.
But no, but I mean, honestly, like that was, there's just something about, look, obviously, again, let's preface this by saying I am not the barometer for what is attractive in men, but there's something about men where if I feel like I can kill them, I did not see that coming.
Well, and these guys were pretty muscular. You feel you could kill these guys? They were very muscular.
If I fell on top of them, if I like pushed against them, I could easily break most of their ribs. All of those guys. Mm-hmm. If I fell on top of them, they would be paraplegics at least.
You think Bieber is a better option for not falling and killing?
I mean, I don't know. Bieber's just sexually confusing. He is. He's just like, he's, I don't know. I don't, I look, he does not answer questions for me. He only creates more.
So, Andrew, where do you fall on this Bieber?
Oh, I usually don't have shame in who I want to have intercourse with, but I don't care now, but when he was like really bad boy, I found him so annoying and I also found him very hot and I hated that. Surely you like him, Joe. I feel like that's your type.
He recently went through a phase where I did not find him hot, where he had like the really dirty, pimply, there was something going on with depression or whatever. No, but when he has like, for the most part, yes, for the most part, 100%, hottest person ever, except too many tattoos.
Oh, I see.
Too
I love
awful
that.
Awful tattoos.
Yeah, you well, do you realize that with... that's my goal is to have like be fully tatted.
Well, do it.
I'm working on it. I just have to lose weight.
Oh, wait. What happens? What actually happens to a tattoo if you gain or lose weight? Does it like stretch and shrink?
I mean, the skin moves. It stretches. So that's why I don't want to get a neck tattoo because I don't want to get a neck. I don't want it to be like, oh, is that like a humpback whale? And I'm going to be like, no, it's a lion.
It was Kylie. It's Kylie Sonique Love.
It's Kylie Sonique Love.
Hopefully you do get that to commemorate this experience.
After Trinity's elimination, Eureka basks in the glory of her win. The girls count the votes. Raja breaks down in gratitude for her performance in the competition. Kylie reflects on her long journey, and Ginger Minj jokes about wearing her crowning wig. The next day, Eureka wipes off Trinity's mirror message, and RuPaul enters the workroom to announce the final maxi challenge. The queens will collaborate with RuPaul on her newest single, This Is Our Country. Finally, RuPaul surprised the girls with a video appearance by country music legend... Tanya Tucker. I don't know when this became a thing. I googled it, and it's true. But I was,
they all said it.
Yeah. Well, I googled. She says her name is said Tanya Tucker. The girls ask questions and learn that. Huh?
That's her name. Yes.
Right, but you know, most of us would say Tanya.
No, it's T A N Y A.
Well, I do agree with that. It actually is spelled Tanya, but I've never in my life heard anyone say that except Ms. Tucker, and that's it.
It's Tanya. It's Tan. It's not Tanya. It's not T O N.
No,
I agree because people always say for me Salandra, and it's in Salandra with A. So I do agree with you, but I've just never heard anyone say Tanya.
Yeah. I just wonder if they actually talked. Do you think that they actually talked, or do you think that it was like pre-done questions and she just answered the question?
No, she was in a weird location.
I've wondered that all season because the actual up on the screen is clearly fake, but none of them are good enough. Even they're definitely interacting with them. There's no way that they could have acted that they were just like, it's pretty obvious when that happens, especially for a non-actor.
Well, hold on, let me finish this statement here. The girls asked questions and learned that Tanya would also be appearing on the song, and this made them even more excited. Before we go to Lori Roggenkamp here, she was on like a weird little made-up set. It wasn't anywhere she was at her house. In fact, there was even like a really shitty picture of her with RuPaul when she was a judge on the show, but over her right shoulder. So like it was a weird made-up set she was on. Anyway,
do you think?
Yeah, go ahead, Salandra.
All four of them. Now I get they're all Southern Queens, but did all four know who she was, or did they have to pretend to be excited? Because I always wonder this, but in this particular time, Ruth started it out by naming the songs first that she did, and I recognized none of them. So I was wondering, it also looked specifically like everyone was like cheering and Kylie was just sort of still. And I was like, I feel you, girl. I don't know. But then Kylie made a big deal about knowing her. So what's the truth?
I mean, I would find it hard to believe. Now, maybe there's something I don't know. Maybe Raja O'Hara is a big country music fan, but I haven't ever seen Raja give any hint that she's a country music fan. Maybe she is.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya Tucker's also really old. And also, I think the giveaway was that they all knew to call her Tanya Tucker.
I thought of that too.
They were all like, oh, I love Tanya. Tanya's the best. I'm all like, why do they all know to say that?
Well, you know that's my pet. First off, the only reason why I know about Tanya Tucker is a random thing that happened a couple days
ago. Tanya Tucker, by the way, is my drag name. Hi, Tuck.
It's actually a really good one.
I'm Manya Tucker, but go ahead.
Tanya, that's a good one. Or Manya. Just pronounce it differently.
Of course.
No, so I randomly, real quickly, I am in charge of the yearbook at my junior high school. I'm in charge of the yearbook club. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking of like fun names, and I thought of a joke name to call like the yearbook the Delta variant. I thought that would be funny. And I ran it by my mom and my aunt, and they did not find it funny at all. And they were like, you know what you should call it is Delta Dawn. And I was like, what's Delta Dawn? And then they played me the song, and it's a Tanya Tucker song. It's Delta Dawn. So I had to look it up. So then randomly when she was on there, I was like, oh, that's so weird. But I will say, here's the thing that I think is so crazy with reality shows, and they do this all the time, is they'll bring on somebody and then everyone will be like, oh my God, this person made me want to get into, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. You don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
You have no idea who this person is.
It's part of the game, I guess.
I think Eureka knew, but I mean,
I bet Ginger knew too. She's an old soul.
Yeah, for sure. So Lori, did you have any thoughts on this whole after Trinity's elimination and the next day and the announcement of the challenge or anything?
So I actually do feel bad for Trinity that she got voted off. Mm-hmm. But I definitely had a thought when they walked in where I thought like, oh, I bet Trinity is watching this and thinking, man, you guys didn't even wait a little bit to celebrate winning. And then I was like, oh, okay. So like, I'm glad Trinity's another show. Like, this is the top four that I feel like is definitely deserves to be top four. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Trinity and Sonique kind of had the same thing where I don't think Sonique was dour. I don't think she was depressive like Trinity, but both of them I felt like had really great like drag personas. Like we're doing pretty good like during competition and lip sync and all that stuff, like when they were seeing RuPaul on the runway, but then they're like confessionals and they're like in the workroom were like kind of just sort of bland. And I think that's why I felt like I was like, I didn't want Sonique to win in the beginning because she just, I felt like she wasn't bringing it in the workroom and in the confessionals as much as I felt like, you know, like Ginger had, I felt like had the opposite. Ginger had energy in the confessionals, but then I felt like sometimes her drag was just sort of boring.
Agree with you. And normally it is not just a huge part, probably the most important part of who I choose in a winner or who I want to win is personality. So the second Kylie was talking, I was in the start of the season, I was like, okay, it's not going to work for me. Why is everyone so obsessed? I guess she's hot, blah, blah, blah. But not only did she keep impressing me in the challenges, but I found her to be so insanely authentic and just actually kind-hearted and sweet and like good energy that it was like, oh, she is actually just being herself.
Yeah.
And I learned, it was like with last week's monologues where I was like, why am I so drawn to this? She's just sitting there in her like little voice, not being big, but that's what drew her in for me was actually that it was just very
her
authentic
being herself.
And normally, yeah, I agree with you. Normally I need you to pop in those confessionals.
But I definitely felt like a big weight had been lifted from the workroom. Like Trinity not being there made everything so much brighter, I felt like. So
that's a really good point. You know, I really liked the moment when Raja cried because we got to see her on the show realized, I mean, she should be very proud of herself for her redemption arc. I think she even knew in that moment that she had every reason to be proud of herself. I did want to talk about, Kylie says something that I think is super interesting, and I want to do this topic before we take the break. And she says something along the lines of she went home on the fourth episode of her season and now is on the top four of All Stars, you know, 10 or 11 years later. And she's like, oh my God, isn't that amazing? And look, I'm glad Kylie won. Anyone could have won this challenge and I would have, this episode would have been fine, but like, I'm glad she won. I think it's very important for the show, but her being in the top four, I think speaks more to where All Stars as a show has gone than to her skills as a drag queen. Sorry, mama. Props to you, mama.
I actually understand what you're saying, but I think I disagree.
So you would put her on All Stars 2. Where would she come on All Stars 2? You put Kylie Sonique Love on All Stars 2.
Oh, no, don't do that to me. She'd be out first.
Yeah.
All-Stars she'd be dancing 3. With Coco in the Pink. I don't mean to say that. It's just that and this isn't what you were saying, but to me, it's not like, oh, well, you know, they wanted to have a trans winner, so they picked her. And I know that's not what you're saying. But, like, again, it's because she, to me, so I think Michelle even said, you probably even surprised yourself. Like, she was hot, and that was very – I loved that. But then she was, like, doing well in challenges. Unfortunately, not the one she won was not – I don't think she should have won that. But I think that she brought it in many ways that went really what it is. When she said I was fourth out 11 years ago, today I'm top four. It really was a wild thought to me because, yes, you're right. The show in All Stars 2, she would have never been there. But she actually was deserving to be in the top four. Deserving is what shocks me.
But I don't want to single anyone out. This is true for a lot of the contestants on this season. I mean, Eureka and Ginger are the only ones, I think, this season. Maybe people can correct me in the chat room, but are the only ones who made it to the finales of their seasons.
Well, the whole season was weird because of that, but ended up being great, actually, because of that.
But the rest of the the rest of the show, the rest of the girls, they were out fourth, fifth, sixth. They were out fairly early, except for Yara. Yara went home close to the end. Not didn't make it to the finale, but she made it very far. But the other ones went home very early. So like, I mean, if you look at the cast as a whole, it's gone down by leaps and bounds in quality since like All Stars 3.
Okay, now that is a fact. That is a fact. However, even still, to see Kylie on, I was like, well, not, I wasn't surprised because I knew online people loved her, but it felt very India Farah to me. It's like, what? Like, there are bigger, less all-stars than were like really reaching for the bottom of the barrel. But now it's very cool. Now people that went home early and were forgotten know, like, oh, I actually can make it to the end.
True, but what I'm saying, they shouldn't call the show All Stars, is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, that's for sure.
JL's had a very mean name for it.
No, he would never.
Yeah.
I think that I agree with you guys, because you obviously have more experience in this. And I
can hear when you're winding up for a joke. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm not actually legitimately.
This is serious journalism, so I doubt.
Yeah. I'm going to have a serious comment, Joe. Yeah. All right, you fat fuck. I think that I agree with you, because I know I saw the season, but I don't remember Sonique. So I mean, that goes to show how much of an impact she made in her season. But I think luck is, you know, preparation meets opportunity, and I think the stars aligned. I mean, we saw with in the beginning of the season, you know, you had Jiggly. Jiggly's you could argue certain factors, but Jiggly and Sonique were sort of the same. They were both kind of Jiggly. Honestly, I felt like maybe had a leg up because she was at least kind more well known.
Yeah.
And so Sonique was kind of working from a negative, in my opinion. And I think that that just shows how well she was and how much confidence she had and how she's grown so much during that time. And so I think that, yeah, I agree. I don't think that if you put her in another All Stars, she would have come out on top. But I think that that doesn't negate her, like, that doesn't say that she didn't deserve to win or that she didn't earn this win. She came in and she, you know, she did each challenge and she brought the looks and she did everything to the best of her abilities. And she, you know, she won. She made it on top.
Yeah, but okay. That's like saying, though, like, oh, well, just because someone won the Little League Championships doesn't mean that don't discourage them because they're not the big. I'm saying that this cast, for the most part, wasn't the big leagues.
It should be called Drag Race Second Chance, or third, sure, or fourth of it. Another chance. But and by the way, sorry, but Silky and Akiria, I realized we're both in top four.
True. You're right.
But also, I mean, I feel like, and I don't know, I haven't watched as much of the All Stars as you guys have, but I feel like, in my opinion, the ones I have watched, I felt like that was what it was. It's a drag race. I mean, they're coming back to win. They're coming back for a reason. So it's a drag race second chance. Also, they can't pick the fan favorites every time to be in All Stars. They can't pick people that, you know, they have to sort of even it out and make it. So it's still a show. It still has to be interesting.
You know what I think it is? All Stars 1 and 2 were the All Stars. And so that set the precedent for us to expect that when it's like, now, I mean, I don't mind, we're having Serena Chacha's come back and it's like, fine, bring them all back. That's all great. But I think that we get stuck on thinking these are not All Stars because, for example, season 2, Ginger was the least star, you might say. I mean, kind of Coco, but not really. I mean, she had in terms of Drag Race world, especially back then, she had her feud with Alyssa. Like, those were the All Stars.
And the truth of the matter is if you take All Stars as being a spinoff of sports, in sports, it's the same fucking All Stars every year. They just rotate as they retire and whatnot, or they lose popularity. But it's the same All-Stars every year. It's going to be Mike Trout from the Angels every fucking year until retires, right? So they should have a rotating smaller cast of characters that they – Detox should come back every few years. Roxy Andrews.
Alyssa.
Yeah. They I mean, they have a very solid bank that they can – until that person wins. Because you could make an argument like Detox on a season like now would destroy.
Beyond.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, I don't know. We all thought Ginger was going to come in with a bang, and I felt like she was like a kind of a whimper a little bit.
That is
it
a took good her point. A while to.
It took her a while to warm up and.
But Detox also destroyed Ginger back in All Stars too.
Yeah,
but also comparatively. If you look at other reality competition shows, this is exactly what it's a redo. It's a do over. It's a mulligan. I mean, it should be called All Stars Mulligan. Like it's people who've been voted off or kicked off, and they get, and yeah, they recycle sometimes randomly, but most of the time it's people that like my aunt loves to watch Top Chef. And a lot of times like the All Stars is like, you know, oh, this person was kicked off first episode season 2 and now they're back. But then that brings its own celebrity because then those people who were kicked off early, maybe they're actually, you know, maybe they're actually really interesting. And you know, there was a guy who was kicked off like episode 3 who came back, and now he's like a judge because people loved him, and he came back on the All Stars. So it's basically its own show. They're just recycling people from the old episodes.
All right, well, we're gonna leave that conversation there because we're gonna have to move on with the show because we're gonna be out of here in 15 minutes, Lori.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
All right. Spring is here. And with spring comes more social events. Now, for a lot of people, that's very exciting because they've been sad because they've been so alone during the winter. This is super exciting. But for a lot of people, I'm somewhere in the middle, this can be very draining. Okay. You have to go to a bunch of social events. And it for me, at least, it always seems like when it rains, it pours. So there'll be a weekend where I'm doing nothing. And then there's a weekend where I have to do 10 million things and be in 4 million places all at once. And it's very draining. Have to entertain people and talk to people and be on all the time. Completely drains your social battery. Believe it or not, therapy can give you, and this is what I've learned, some self-awareness about how to set boundaries, how to say yes to things, how to say no to things, and how to keep your mental health safe. I have personally learned how to do this through therapy. It's been very helpful for me. It's how I keep my sanity, even when it seems like there are too many things to go to. If you've been thinking of starting therapy, do me a favor. Give BetterHelp a try. It's totally online. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to park anywhere. You do it in the comfort of your own home. And it's designed, it's even created to be convenient, flexible, and totally suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragrace today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragrace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Da, 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 da. Yeah. Later in the workroom, the girls work on their lyrics. Ginger laments the fact that her grandma died before she could see Ginger's success. Eureka discusses the twist in her lyrics. Kylie plans to embrace her southern twang. Meanwhile, Raja wants to sing about the plight of black people in this country. On the main stage, the girls each work with Jamal Sims, who teaches them their dance moves for the number. Let's start with Adam Solandra from Show Business. Adam Flander from Show Business, your thoughts on everything that happened in the workroom and the choreography?
The moment that sticks out for me is Ginger on all fours was such a funny sight, not because she's a bigger queen, but because she's so fucking short. It just, it was really sending me. And I understood her struggle of feeling she wasn't sexy. However, not to jump ahead, but I do think she pulled it off. We'll discuss that when the time comes.
Yeah. All right. Lori, your thoughts?
I like Jamal. I thought that the dancing was a little ridiculous. I guess my question is, did RuPaul say that the lyrics needed to be like powerful about what you want to change in America or what you want to address in America?
Well, she gave this really like trite saying that, you know, country music is just three chords and your truth.
Yeah. She said, and I knew that was your truth.
Yeah.
Also,
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that this was recorded last year, which was election, Black Lives Matter. It was a time for our country anyway. So even if they didn't say it, that's probably where their heads went.
But I just thought it was so crazy. I mean, it's a country song, you know, and it's like you get Ginger or Eureka, who's like, I want to show that like big girls can make it and you got to be the positive change. And Ginger's like, I want to show how you got to lead by example and we all got to come together. And Raj is like, I want to talk about Black Lives Matter and how we need to really have a serious conversation about our race. And Sonika's like, I just want to like do like a Southern twang and like talk about how sometimes people don't want me to do a Southern twang. And I'm like, I'm just going to do a Southern twang. And Eureka's like, girl, I feel that. And it's just like, what? Like, I was just like, what is the baseline here? I don't know. I just thought it was so crazy.
I don't remember Kylie's lyrics too. I remember her saying that but like her lyrics, honestly, all I remember from her performance.
It's about a twang.
Yeah, it's a better twang.
But the lyrics are very, very short for all of them. I liked that at one point Ginger was like talking about her lyric writing process. And she's like, first I take my book and I write everything that I want down. I'm like, okay, Sondheim. Remember, these are Ginger's fantastic lyrics. Yummy, sweet like honey. Give me some sugar, sugar. Yummy, yummy, sweet like honey.
On the weekdays, rules to make you want to freak days. What you know? Yeah, that's her song. Yeah, she says she writes 5 to 7 pages of notes.
Yeah,
whenever she writes a song, what were her notes? I want sugar. Was that her note or over and over again?
Maybe.
You know what that reminds me of is that comedian who used to clear Bartini Blues, who would write like single spaced like 4 pages of jokes, and he would say like he gets laughs every 30 seconds. And it'd be like things like, I like to fill a blow up doll filled with grape jelly. So when I stab it while we're having sex, I can feel it oozing out. And that was like his closer. Just like,
wow.
Such a weird, that's maniacal. Like that is a really weird thing that Ginger did.
Yeah, later on she says she knows she's a legend. And you're like, okay, all right.
We're not there yet.
Okay, but anything else on the choreography or workroom, Lori? Salandra? Later, the girls return to the main stage to dish with RuPaul and Michelle Visage. Eureka wants to use her platform as a big girl to show there's more to big girls than being big girls. RuPaul reveals that she is Ginger's mother. Kylie shares her love of RuPaul with RuPaul. And finally, Raja O'Hara discusses the work she put into making all of her looks herself. Let's start with a person who's known for her looks, Ms. Lori Roggenkamp. Lori, what were your thoughts on this, the little meeting with RuPaul?
So, I mean, they're all kind of boring. I didn't really understand why Michelle Visage, to say her name right, probably still screwed up. She had to be there because she
didn't really
nothing.
Contribute much.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they used to do it as the podcast, and then they stopped their podcast, and then they wanted to keep doing it, I think.
She had, like, a moment where she, like, laughed so loud that I thought, like, I was like, oh, this is, like, they were like, now, can we get one where Michelle just laughs? Mm-hmm. And, but Ginger told that story of them being at AJ and the Queen and, and saying that, you know, this woman comes up and goes, oh, do you do drag? Which I was like, who's the actor Who's the actor that asked a full somebody in drag? Do you do drag?
Ginger's not in drag on her episode.
Oh, she's not. Oh, okay. Mm-mm. So, and RuPaul says, that's my daughter.
Yeah, that was wild.
So, okay. Here's the thing. This is the issue I have. I feel like RuPaul, in my opinion, does not give a crap about anybody.
No.
But recognizes that these queens love her and that she has done, you know, that they view her in, as a special thing and sort of lets them have that. Like, she sort of like, you could tell anytime they give her a compliment, she's like, thank you. Yes. Okay. Thank you. So here's what I think happened.
Yeah.
I think totally out of that conversation, I think that they were on the set. And a PA walked up to RuPaul and said, do you know where the dog furs are? And RuPaul pointed and said, yeah, those are the dog furs. That's the dog furs. And Ginger took that to mean, that's my daughter. And RuPaul just let her have it. Just said, yes, that's exactly what I said. And you are my daughter. And that's exactly what I said.
I love this joke, but who's asking for dog furs? Cruella De Vil? Or like, yeah. What do you mean?
I was wondering, to think, what episode of AJ and the Queen were they? And by the way, why would they go to the star of the show to ask where a piece of costume is?
I mean, okay, there were some holes. There were some holes, but
this
I mean,
PA was not good at their job. I'm not saying that this was a good PA. I'm just saying that this is what I think happened because I genuinely don't think that RuPaul said, that's my, I just don't think that there's a world where that happened.
You know what's weird is I didn't ever consider being a lie, but something about it felt very off to me. So something's weird around it. And maybe it's RuPaul.
I don't think it's a lie.
I don't think it is either, but I don't know. It just felt weird.
Or somebody said, where are the doll hairs? There we go. Where are the doll hairs?
So on this.
That's better, baby.
That's better. Thank you. Fixed it.
These meetups are getting crazier and crazier. You know, the thing with Kylie's was kind of awkward because it was just so kissing up to RuPaul.
Well, they all were.
But hers, again, feels genuine to me because I feel like she's obsessed with Ru.
I agree. I think Kylie on her end seemed genuine, but she was like, you use your star power for good. I'm like, no, she doesn't. Now before people jump on me.
No one's jumping.
What I will say. Yeah, well, yeah. None of my fans are jumping. But here's what I will say. I think RuPaul as a persona has done amazing things for the gay community, for gay people, for drag queens, whatever. Don't mistake what I'm saying. I think RuPaul has done amazing things for the gay community. But RuPaul didn't do it for that reason. RuPaul did it just because RuPaul was doing it for RuPaul. And in doing it for RuPaul, blew open the doors for the rest of the gay community. So, like, for instance, we were talking earlier about my cousin Richard. My cousin Richard, in terms of my Mexican family, blew open the doors and made it easy for people like me and other cousins to be gay in our family because he was so, but he wasn't, he was so into his gayness and so out and proud and so in everybody's face about it and so aggressive about it. I don't mean in a bad way, forcing them to acknowledge it, that it made it easier for people like me to come after him, right? But he didn't do it for that reason. He did it because that's what he needed to do for himself. And I think it's the same with RuPaul. I think RuPaul essentially tells her that. RuPaul says, I appreciate this, but don't do things for that. Do things for you and everyone will see the light and improve. And you are like, you just gave away the secret right there, RuPaul, because that's exactly what you do as well. All right, let's move on. It's coronation day and the girls get ready for the runway. Each queen talks about what it would mean for them if they won the crown. Eureka shows off her clap face. Ginger points out that an argument could be made for each queen to win the title. And finally, Raja relishes the moment at the mirror as it will probably be her last time on the show. Adam Solandra, this coronation day, what were your thoughts there?
I really didn't have any, but I will say in general, Ginger, like, why do you think Ginger is not fully connecting with fans? Like, she seemed awkward to me all season. Like, she was uncomfortable with them, but then she said that she feels like she fits in with this cast better than she has with any of the others. So, like, what's going on? Is she maybe just insecure? Is it an insecurity or like what?
Well, yeah, because look, season seven is one of the, you can say what you will about the season, but the cast is one of, if not the strongest cast in the history of the show as a whole.
True.
Okay. Because even season six had its early filler queens. Season seven has some very strong queens even up front. Okay. So she must have felt sort of weird there. Then she's on All Stars 2, which is fuck. From just coming off season seven to go to All Stars, the Mount Rushmore of drag queens.
Truly.
Must have been very intimidating. So she goes on this show where it's all people who went home, where two-thirds of them went home fourth, you know.
Yep.
So she's like, so she feels like, you know, the big fish in the little pond, so to speak. So I think that's why she felt more comfortable here. And what's fun to speak to what you just said, Carson, and we can talk about this now, said it was one of the few real critiques on the show, but he said about Ginger, when she is like doing like the story or her anything where it requires her to talk extemporaneously, she feels rehearsed. But when he's giving her a compliment, actually, in a backhanded way, in the performance, when she's dancing and she's in her element, she's really good. But whenever she has to be herself or show herself, she's very forced and rehearsed. And I think that's what you're seeing, is that she doesn't know how to be around people.
I think that's exactly right, because she is the performer. Like, she could be on Broadway the rest of her life, mm-hmm. and I'd love it. I'd go see it. But that's all where she's supposed to be on. And so maybe it is just her personal real life. She doesn't have a hold
on. She can only be a character. Like, I'm the exact opposite. I am a horrible actor. Horrible. The worst actor you've ever heard in your entire life. I can only be me. I can't be another character, where I think she's probably the opposite. Laura, you want to weigh in here?
No, I agree. I think that Ginger came in with a lot of expectations, and I feel like she definitely felt that. But it took a while for her to kind of get there. But I feel like the way that I felt like Sonique was, as far as like being kind of boring in the workroom and then funny good on stage, I felt like Ginger was a little bit opposite to me, in my opinion. Yeah. I felt like she was funny off stage and then kind of awkward in the on stage.
All right, so. Very good. All right, let's go to this music video. I have the song queued up. It's not a very long song, and I'm not going to play through the choruses and whatnot. But let's see if we can go through the lyrics here. Tanya Tucker. By the way, she should be. I mean, that she's of a certain age and probably smoked about 3 Marlboro Red packs a day.
Hey, Ruth.
Yeah.
You mind if I turn on the radio?
That's the best idea I've heard all day, Tanya.
What other ideas has she heard that day?
You don't know her life.
If that's the best idea, if they're driving a car in complete silence, and that's the best idea she's heard all day,
and was the first idea,
let's go to the Capitol? It's January 6th, let's go to the Capitol? Like, what?
It's a possibility.
Well, also, why is she with Tanya Tucker in a beat-up pickup truck?
And are they just starting the car, or is that the car running? Like, what's, I don't understand the beginning of that. Why did we have to have this in the beginning of this?
I don't know. It's really weird. I don't know. Oh, because I think you need, because I think in the they're so, I'm being honest here, actually. I think that their voices are both so buried in the track that they like, we need to tell you this is RuPaul and Tanya Tucker.
That's probably true.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get that.
Because she says, should we put on the radio, RuPaul? That's the best idea I've heard all day, Tanya.
I can be a cowboy.
This is our country. When a queen is a queen, she don't need no cowboy. This is our country. Oh, honey, I can be a queen.
Is that them singing together, Tanya and Ru?
I don't think that's
either of them singing.
No, that's definitely RuPaul with some major...
Well, of course.
So this is our country. Mm-hmm. If a queen is a queen, she don't need no cowboy. This is our country. I can be a queen or I can be a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
What? All right.
We're never
meet a boy or girl.
What?
All right, let's get through Eureka's
verse. Twinettes, I ate that cake. No Mary Quinn and Scott's, no Catherine the Great's, no room for social hierarchy. House the homeless, feed the hungry. Change the perception and forget the sample. A true queen lives and leads by example. Stand up, don't step. Eureka, you found it.
Okay, so those lyrics make no sense.
It made no sense. It started off actually fun. I was like, oh, it's gonna, and then it went like, feed the home. I was like, wait, you're talking about Marie Antoinette, and then you're saying feed. I just was like, I don't, this reminded me of when I went to a Catholic summer camp, and the nuns would do like hip hop songs, and then they would try, and then they would rap lyrics to things that they wanted us to learn. So they'd be like, you know, like, you down with G-O-D? Yeah, you know me. You down with G-O-D? Yeah, you know me. Okay, so you want to take, you know, you don't want to touch yourself late at night, and this is how you get, you know, it's like all this stuff, like, it was just like, what's going on?
I just like that Eureka was saying, like, my lyrics are going to be ones you're going to have to sit with for a while, and then, like, you're going to think about me, like, we don't have the time. Like, we're going to cut to the looks and then crown somebody. I think we got to not make it so deep.
It was like, why don't you also explain how a bill becomes a law? Like,
well, that's conjunction junction.
It was just such a weird twist that I was like, okay.
All right, here we go. Let's move on. All right, here we go. Let's go. Now we're going on to the next person is who again?
Ginger Minj.
Ginger Minj.
All right, here we go.
Country, 'tis the tea, motherland to everyone who burns for equality. Listen up. Freedom comes with responsibility. Be the change you want to see. You be you and I'll be me.
I have some things to say.
Yeah, go ahead, Ginger.
Number one, it was the first time throughout the song that we heard an actual singer singing, so that caught me off guard and was great. Number two, Ginger is always very goofy faces and da da da, which she's great at and perfect, but she really was more on the sexy side for this. And I appreciated that effort.
All right. Very good. What about you, Lori? What do you think of Ginger's performance?
I thought it was kind of weird because it was like, be the change you want to see, but then you do you and I'll do me. It's like, so you don't want me to be, well, I want to see what her 7 pages of notes were.
Like what got cut.
Yeah. What got stripped down.
Well, it's just very vanilla. You know?
Also, like, then there's that part where they like, it looks, seems like they're like at odds with each other and they're like about to start a dance off. And I was just like, what's happening?
Well, you speak to Jamal about that.
Yeah.
Oh, she will. All right, here we go. I think it's a while before we get to,
we got a dance break.
We get to Kylie and Raja, and then Kylie, you'll hear that she does the twang thing. I think she's next up. Is she last? I think she's next. Yeah. There we go.
Use my twang when I need to yell, and if they can't lower heaven, then we gonna raise hell. I stand real proud and so should you. Let's stand together in a red, white, and blue.
It's the queen on the scene. I'm a.
All right, so Laura, let's go with you, Lori. Laura, what are your thoughts on?
I actually liked it. To me, in my opinion, I think Raja also did a real. I think Raja and Sonique were the better of the two. But I felt like this one fit, I guess, with the song, but the song makes no sense. Because remember, the other thing is, this is our country. And then the other part is, I can't tell if this country is big enough for you and me. So it's like, well, is it our country? Or is it just my country? Like, it was just, it's such, the message is all over the place.
I think the song lyrics is that they realize the town is big enough for you and me.
Okay. Well, yeah. I heard it wrong then. Sorry. But yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought she did a really good job.
Solandra?
She's literally the look of a pop star. Every time it shocks me, she's perfect. And I think that it's so weird because the hot girls, it's usually just not enough. That's what stop relying on your body is. Even if Raja or Kylie did nothing else well this entire season, her hotness was actually somehow enough. There's just something about the way she carries herself even with that little voice that's no personality, star. And that was the case here. But also the lyric, if I can't go to heaven, then I'm going to raise hell. That's good.
That was good. Good line. That was really good.
Seven pages. She did. Use my voice, gotta stand while my people don't have a choice. Can't breathe, don't shoot, running through my brain. Nothing good on the news. This world is sad. Praying that we could just come together. Stand in love and really shine together. Rep to you and us and at the A. Our color stand true in the USA. All right. Thoughts on Raja, Adam Solandra.
I couldn't understand a thing she said, but I loved it. I loved the vibe, the energy. And when I went back and didn't know what the lyrics are, I actually do love those too. But, during, I couldn't hear a thing. But
Lori,
my favorite app. No, that's it.
Lori,
I felt like she did what Eureka and Ginger were trying to do, but she had a message the entire way through. Like the through line was, I never was like, well, that was a turn. Like it was with Eureka and Ginger. I felt like the whole time she had a clear message. So I really like that. Yeah, I thought it was good.
All right. Very good. And though it's the music video, let's go. By the way, the guys were hot. Let's go with
Too young.
All right. Well, for the last time this season, we are going to go through the looks. Let's start with your... The category was All-Star Eleganza Extravaganza. Let's start with Eureka O'Hara. She came down almost like a Las Vegas showgirl type of look. Let's start with Adam Solandra of Show Business. Adam, your thoughts?
I'm not a fan of Vegas showgirl looks, but I was a big fan of this. I loved it, and it's a two.
All right, very good. Lori?
I gotta be honest, I did not like it. I mean, I thought the headdress was amazing. But there's something about a nude suit that I just do not like. I just, for some reason, it just rubs me the wrong way. So I have to say boot.
All right. The correct answer is toot. Next down the runway, we have Ginger Minj in a very, dare I say, three-dimensional kind of dress and, multicolored. I don't know how things work. Lori, what about toot or boot on this one?
Which one is it?
Ginger Minj.
This is the best out one that I thought that she's had the entire time. So two.
Adam Solandra?
Yeah, I was a little torn, but I think I like that she managed to blend sort of glamorous but still campy in a way. So toot.
Correct answer is toot. All right, Kylie Sonique Love. Adam Solandra, toot or boot?
She looks hot, but this is a huge boot for me. I can't believe it's a finale look. I mean, it'd be fine if it was like an America challenge, but the grand finale in a little flag dress, I was disappointed. Whoa.
All right, Lori Roggenkamp.
I thought she looked great. I don't think that this was my favorite look from her. So if we're going like in general, just because she's Sony, you know, Kylie, I would say toot, but for this look, I'm going to say toot.
Ooh, correct answer was toot.
Oh, we're both wrong.
Finally, we have Raja O'Hara. Let's see if Lori can tie it up. Lori, Raja O'Hara, toot or boot?
You know, I gotta be honest. Again, I liked this look for her, but it's not my favorite look of all. So, I gotta say for this... I'm so torn. I would say for this challenge, I got to go boot.
All right.
Adam for this Solandra. One.
I feel the exact... I'm very torn. I think she looks great. It does not scream finale to me, though, which I don't love. But I will have to go toot.
The correct answer is toot. So the winner for the final time this season with a score of 3-1 is Adam Solandra.
It feels so good, but I am a fashion icon, so it kind of makes sense.
Just FYI, you're just agreeing with what Joe has to say. I know he pretends like it's
he doesn't
a
tell me till the end. How would I agree with it?
I know. I'm just saying that's why you won is because you agreed with what Joe had to say.
Well, that's literally the game, but okay.
Back on the main stage, each of the girls makes their case for the title. The judges deliberate, and then RuPaul calls them all back to the main stage for one more lip sync battle for the crown. The song Stupid Love by Lady Gaga. In the end, RuPaul announced that the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 6 was Kylie Sonique Love. Ladies, any final thoughts on the episode and the season? Now, usually I would have you guys go here. But We actually have a voicemail. And I want to play the voicemail. The person has a couple questions for you guys, and they want you guys to weigh in, and that might speak to what you guys
it might say.
Yeah, here we
okay.
go.
Hi, Joe, Adam, and Lori. Thanks for a great season. I've loved listening. I have two things I want to hear you comment on as we've all just seen the finale. First, do you think that this show is more satisfying if it's rebranded as RuPaul's Drag Race Redemption rather than All Stars? I think having contestants who went home so early in their original season makes it feel more like they're getting a second chance to show how they've grown rather than being compared to Alaska, Trixie, Shea Coulee, who have really grown dynamically and created careers outside of the show. I think Eureka is actually the only contestant who can be compared to them because of her success on HBO. So I'd love to hear you think about that.
All right. So I feel we kind of talked about this, but did you want to add to that, Solandra?
Yeah, I want both. I want Drag Race Redemption because this was so interesting, but I want Drag Race fan favorites where we're bringing back Alyssa and all those people. Someone I saw earlier in the chat said villains. Yes, yes, yes. I would love it. So let's start chopping them up real nitty gritty. Also, we could just like not really care what the title is and just bring girls back, but I think it would be interesting to do it like that as well.
Lori Rodkamp, anything else to add to that?
I feel like you're literally just explaining what the show is, which is just bringing girls back. I think that getting hung up on the
show, bring back my girls.
What?
Then just call the show, bring back my girls.
Exactly. But
what does it matter what the show name is? I think that you're getting hung up on some arbitrary definition of what all-star means. And I think that to me is just like, it can be, the season can be whatever it wants to be. This was obviously a season of redemption. Last season could have been something else, but it doesn't have, every season doesn't have to be the same thing every time.
Well, I don't know why you're so mad.
I know. But I was going to say, this is a person who, like, if somebody misspells her name, she like has a confusion. And she's like, I don't know what the big deal is. All right. Okay.
I'm very heated about this topic. What was the second question?
Here we go. We're going
to
get
And also, it. I think, of course, a big reason why queens come back is to change their perception of the audience about them. And who do you think from this cast was well served by coming back? And who maybe should have sat this one out? I think, for instance, Raja O'Hara and Silky have greatly improved their reputation with the fans, whereas I think Trinity K. Bonet and Pandora Box might have taken a hit. So just two things to think about. Again, thanks so much for a great season and can't wait to hear your thoughts on the finale.
All right. So you guys, what do you guys think? Adam, who is well served and who?
I absolutely agree with this gentleman's first comments. Kylie, even before the win, Kylie big time.
Adam like open mouth gaped at some point. So I'm
shocked by the end, but we'll get to that. Yeah. Kylie, Raja and Silky on because that one episode absolutely are the ones that were like, oh, you redeemed yourself. And they needed redeeming specifically. I'm shocked to say Trinity took a hit because who was thinking about Trinity that much these days when I guess she was Eeyore, but I think people had a lot of respect for the talent. So I wouldn't say that. Honestly, who I would say took a hit, although we have one of us here who would disagree, is Jan. I saw people obsessed with Jan last season, and everyone seemed to turn against her for some reason this season, except for Lori.
Lori, did you want to weigh in on this? And that's not a fact.
Yes. I think that I think the people, obviously the top four, for the most part, I think actually Ginger should have taken this time out because I feel like she kind of did herself a disservice because there was so much sympathy for her for All Stars 2. And I think she came in here and Joe famously, as we all know, did a pre-recording where he thought that Kylie Sonique Love was going to win because he thought they were just going to hand it to her. And,
Wait, who won?
Kylie Sonique Love.
No, but Lori, who won?
Not Ginger.
But what was the name of the winner? What was the name of the winner?
Not the one that you picked.
No, but I want you to say the name of the winner.
not the one that you thought was going to win, that's for sure.
Well, I'll find it. And then this boy, will you sound hilarious later?
So, So yeah, so I think Ginger should have kept it out. I agree in some aspects about Trinity because I feel like, you know, I think she rocked it with Beyonce, but I think she just kind of solidified her workroom Ior depression character. Serena Chacha, I felt like, you know, she kind of farted out and just sort of like didn't really bring anything and just sort of just, you know, solidified that she's not, you know, worthy of coming back ever again. Silky, I felt like in just one episode, which is pretty freaking legendary, completely redeemed herself from even this All Stars. You know, she came in and she was sort of very pensive. And then just this one episode, boom. I agree with Jan, but simply because I feel like they brought her back to just fuck with her mentally. I don't think they ever meant to give her any kind of recognition. I think they legitimately were like, let's see if we can fuck with Jan some more. Yeah.
All right. Well, one of the things I mentioned really quickly before we go is that Ginger called herself on the main stage one of the biggest legends from the show, which was – Salandri, you're nodding. Did you have thoughts on that? It was really weird, don't you think?
I thought it was wild. Now, she said, as you said it yourself, and yeah. Rue did say it first,
yeah.
You're one of the biggest stars from the franchise. But I was like, for you to – because even I thought, is she like – to me, in my own world, yeah, she's up there because she's a name we all know, but like – that was a long time ago, and I wouldn't think of her as a fan favorite. So it was a little rocky when Rue said it for Ginger to then say, you said it. Now, it was a fight for herself. So if Rue said it, I would bring it up and remind them. I'll give her that. But I thought it was questionable and sort of shocking.
Yeah, it was sort of weird. Shea Coulee's appearance. What did you think of that, Lori?
I thought it was nice. Yeah.
Cilantro?
A very robot, which it didn't make sense to me, but I think she actually released her own music video today that was that look, and I think that's why.
Okay. Now that makes sense.
Oh, that's why.
And then just a final note on the lip sync. You know, I noticed that Ginger and Eureka took a sort of silly take on it, and I was thinking, I was like, maybe there's a case where someone will prove me wrong, but I think most of the time the winners, when they're – like, silliness will win a challenge – in a lip sync, but I don't think silliness wins the crown. I don't think you're going to win the crown with a silly performance. And they were taking sort of a silly route with it. Not that ultimately would have changed things, but like, I don't think I can think of a time where a person took a silly take on a number and won the show, won the title.
Well, I also think that, go ahead.
It's also weird because Eureka just literally won a lip sync by doing the most dramatic representation of that song possible. Uh-huh. So you would think she would say, okay, I want to kind of keep that going. And she just kind of went totally the opposite. So I thought that was weird.
Yeah. Well, there was a part where she did reference the crown right there in front of her. So, all right. Well, I'm going to leave it there. Adam, you said everything you have to say about this season and more. You're done. Everything, all notes have been said. All your thoughts have been said.
The only thing we have to mention is that Kylie Sonic Love, our winner, tripped over her skirt and yes. somersaulted into the win.
Yes, true. Very good point.
Blessed. everything else, you know, I'm going to keep in my heart for this season, and maybe I'll see y'all again.
Lori, I'm hesitant to ask this, but did you have any final thoughts on this season? Have you given it all out?
I wrote a 7-page treatise on what I think.
Be like Ginger and cut that down to a few lines.
Yeah. Sugar, lemonade. I legitimately like this season. I think that it, everybody here, I felt like for the most part was doing pretty good. For the most part, I felt like the people who were eliminated, it was sort of like a difference of like one thing. I don't think there was anybody who was really lacking. And, you know, I genuinely, yeah, I love the season. I was frustrated in the beginning, but I'm glad Kylie won. I will say when Raja said that this is the last time she'll be on the show, I was a little sad because I was like, I wonder if those queens will be on the show, you know, ever again.
She'll be back.
They'll be back in some way. All right, well, that's going to do it for this season of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discuss, dissect, and deconstruct each brand new episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Special thanks to Drew Brooks for compiling all of the looks for us and to Luke Stamen for producing the show. So, for Adam Salandra, Lori Roggenkamp, and myself,
sashay away.
Thank you for listening to RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. Have something to say? Email us at dragracerecap@afterthought.media. You can also leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/afterthoughtmedia. For more Drag Race and LGBTQ content, support us on Patreon at patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. Lori has another podcast. It's called Bloody Podcast, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow Lori Roggenkamp on Instagram at Lori, you liar. That's L-A-U-R-I, the letter U, L-I-A-R. You can follow Adam Salandra on Instagram at Adam Salandra. Follow Joe Batanz on Instagram at Joe Batanz. This episode was produced by Luke Stamen. Very special thanks to these expensive tier Patreon supporters. Agnesia Shopinska, April Pacheco, Astute Girl, Brad Coley, Coco San Pedro, Declan Prosser, Drew Brooks, E. Smith, Emma, Humble Pie, J. Thomas Plank, Jesse Harris, Jimmy Kilmasa, Lauren Eckert, Lionel Campbell, Lucy Carrasco, Luke Stamen, Nutella, Nicholas Alexander Springham, Poppy Woods, Ricardo Herrera, Sarah Yu, Spiral Queen, Tom Bombs, Travis Newland, Troy Anderson, and Zach Nelson. Drag Race Recap is an Afterthought Media podcast.